Sean Spicer joins us now, incoming White House press secretary. There you had it, where Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer together defending CNN after a raucous, at times, press conference yesterday. Sean, great to talk to you. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me, Laura.
Absolutely. Now speak up so we can hear you, because you know we need to hear everything you have to say. Let's talk about what CNN is saying in response to what happened yesterday. CNN had a question. The question was answered by Donald Trump. Jim Acosta wanted another question, and Donald Trump said, "No, you're fake news." Basically, stop being rude. CNN defends by saying, "We didn't actually broadcast the uncorroborated statements that were made in this whatever report that came out about what Russia was trying to do to Trump." So they defend their integrity by saying, "We actually took the responsible course." What's your response to that?
Well, there's two separate issues. One is Jim Acosta's behavior, and the second is CNN's reporting. Let's start with Jim Acosta's behavior. He got to the press conference. He started shouting and yelling at the president-elect because he wanted a question. There were 450 individual reporters there. He believed that he was somehow entitled to one. His behavior at the time was rude, disgraceful, inappropriate, disrespectful. For anybody to address any president like that, I don't care what your party is, you don't address the president or the president-elect the way he did. He was told no question, and then it went on. And then another CNN reporter got a question. Then at the end of the press conference, he continued to harass the president-elect of the United States, demanding that he be given an opportunity to ask a question, apparently because one to their network wasn't enough. So I think one is how he behaved and acted, which is, by I think anybody can agree, childish, inappropriate. He was yelling over Mara Liasson, a well-respected, longtime female journalist. She was trying to respectfully ask the questions that the president-elect had called on her, and he kept shouting over her so that she was unable to ask her question. So that's aside. I just think that just shows you the mentality of people like him right now. The second that you asked about is CNN's actual reporting. And I think if you look at what happened, CNN went ahead and jammed us up and told us, "We're reporting on the following information," which pertained to classified information, that they claimed the president-elect had seen unequivocally. We told them that we would like some time to go examine those documents. And as you know, Laura, through your background, that's not exactly something that you just don't walk down this hallway and pull it off the shelf. There's a whole lengthy procedure to ensure that it's done properly in accordance with procedures that are laid out. They told us, "Well, we're going to post the story anyway, and then you can update us if you want," which is highly irresponsible. And I said to them, the day before a press conference, 9 days from an inaugural, you're going to just post something as gospel truth without waiting for us. I'm not trying to kill the story. I just want to get it right. Give me some time. They said no. Then they exposed this document, put it out there. They implied that the allegations within the document must be credible, because clearly that was the predicate to that document. Then they provided basically instructions to go find the document on BuzzFeed. And then BuzzFeed's justification was for publishing the document, "Well, it's out in the ether and other publications have it." So, I mean, they all play off each other. It's like, well, it's not our fault, it's BuzzFeed's fault. But BuzzFeed's saying, "Well, we kind of had to go because CNN was drawing people to it." Yeah. And it's cute by half, but the fact of the matter is that they somehow – and look, here's the reality. There were four intelligence chiefs in that meeting with the president-elect. And somehow they claim that they have multiple sourcing, which in my world would mean at least three. So they're saying by default that somehow that their sources are so good that they have, you know, in their world, that would mean that three of the four, the intelligence chiefs are. I don't believe that at all. And so what they're going on is hearsay at best.
We're talking to Sean Spicer, who's the incoming White House press secretary. Sean, they have a back and forth with you and CNN now. And you asked on Fox and Friends that CNN apologize to Donald Trump. Looks like they're saying that they basically want an apology from you. This is what Jim Acosta said. Let's listen.
Donald Trump indicated that he was not going to call on me or call on CNN. He sort of pointed at me at one point and then waved his hand as if you're not going to get a question. I should also tell you that at one point during this news conference, just in the interest of full disclosure and so everybody knows what's going on and what was happening in the room, after I asked and I guess you might say demanded that we have a question, Sean Spicer, the incoming press secretary, did say to me that if I were to do that again, I was going to be thrown out of this press conference.
Did you say that, Sean, to him, that he'd be thrown out if he did it again? Which, frankly, I'd be completely with you on that. But
no,
was that said?
I have no problem. So I think two things that Jim just said that are patently false. Number one, he said he wasn't going to call anyone from CNN. Jim might want to take a look at the staff roster at CNN or turn on his own television. Jeremy Diamond actually works at CNN. He got called on. So I that just tells you how out of touch Jim Acosta is. He doesn't understand that Jeremy
Diamond. Is he lying?
Diamond,
is Acosta lying about this?
It's not a question of lying. No, it's not lying. He just said the clip that you just played, he wasn't going to call on anyone from CNN. He called on Jeremy Diamond. Jeremy Diamond works at CNN. It's just a fact. That's indisputable. Second, and this is on tape, Laura, this is why I find it so funny that he's going out there to such extremes and lie so bad, is that it was after the press conference. This is on tape. It was after the president-elect had left. And the press conference had ended. I walked up to Jim Acosta. I said, your behavior was unacceptable. It was rude and disrespectful. No one should be talked to that way. Never the president-elect or the president of the United States, Jim. And he said, I have every right to ask. And, da, da, da. And I said, you know what, Jim? Here's the deal. If you act like that again, I will have you removed. So it was after the press conference. And I do believe that if you are going to address the president-elect or the president or the first lady of any party, then you should be removed from a room. If a protester did it, they would be removed.
Oh, absolutely.
Jim's behavior was unacceptable. And frankly, I don't think he just should apologize to the president-elect. I think he owes an apology to the press corps. Mara Liasson had been called on. She was behind him. The president-elect pointed at her. She stood up. She was asking her questions. He kept yelling and yelling and yelling. It was disrespectful to her and to everyone else who was being respectful to the process.
Sean, it's Raymond Arroyo. A quick question. Given what happened here, might you change the protocol for how the press is handled? Might you actually decide who's going to get a question and have a roster beforehand?
You know what, Raymond? In some cases, that's been practiced in the White House where the president will get up and he'll have the press secretary pre-screen who gets it up. Laura knows this very intimately, as you do. This president doesn't need his press secretary to tell him to call on. I mean, he does, you know, he gets up there and he decides, you know, my job is to facilitate what he needs to do to do his job and to help him. But he is the most effective communicator. He does not need someone to tell him who to call on or what to say. He knows what he believes
and, Sean,
and he knows how to conduct a press conference.
And Sean, are you
and
guys?
He also knows when to end it, right? He
right.
didn't ask me to do that. When he was done, he said, it's over. And again, I think that's, you know, a lot of times there's this protocol where the press secretary stands up and says, okay, last question, that's enough. Donald Trump doesn't need somebody to do that. He knows when to do
right.
it himself.
Are you thinking, Sean, we only have 30 seconds, are you thinking maybe of doing rotating seating so people don't get to plant themselves just because they're with the Associated Press or with CNN? Or could you have rotating seats where...
You could, and I've looked at, Laura, I've had meetings with reporters and outside groups. I want to bring more people into this process that don't necessarily aren't part of the Washington establishment, and I'm going to try to figure out what's the best way to do that. So I'm looking at everything. I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm seeking input. I want to do this right, and I want to make it a little bit more democratic and
Love
more
it.
Inclusive.
Love it. Sean Spicer, incoming White House press secretary, has just done a fabulous job. Sean, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Definitely next week during the inaugural activities. Don't go away.